when Philip was 11, when his mother and dad asked me to come over to their house. Now, Philip worked for me the last 4 years. He's just recently gone to work. He went to school and became a computer geek and whatever you call them, you know. And so he's working for a bank now and helping write their software or whatever he's doing with their computers. But anyway, praise the Lord. But the young man, when he was young, 11, his mother and dad asked me to come over to their house. And when I got there, little Philip, 11-year-old boy, so tall, he had warts all over his body. I mean, he had warts in his eyebrows, in his eyelids, all over his mouth, in his nose. I mean, he had them everywhere, all over his hands, legs, had hundreds of them. And I'll never forget what he said today. "Mr. Scrivener, I hate myself." He said, "All the kids at school call me Warty." And he said, "I hate it." Well, yeah, but that's life, isn't it? I said, "Son, there's something you got to know about God." I said, "God does not move by need. Need don't move his hand." I said, "Only faith." I said, "He'll let you take all them warts to your grave." I said, "He don't want them on you." But I said, "They're there, and he ain't going to take them off until the sins are repented of, and then somebody prays a prayer of faith for you." And so I spent the next couple of hours or three, whatever it was, at their home building their faith. And after a few hours, I said, "Now, Philip," I said, "you believe that Jesus I read about in this book can take him warts off your body?" He said, "Mr. Scrivener, after what I heard you read out of that book today, I believe Jesus can do anything." Now, does that sound like faith?
Yes.
Hey, what can he do?
Anything.
Exceedingly abundantly above all you can even think or imagine, according to Ephesians 3:20. Whatever you think or imagine, he said, I can do exceedingly abundantly above that. So, do I believe he can take warts and scars off? Absolutely, I believe. And he said, "Oh yeah, that's just a piece of cake, son. All you got to do is pray in faith. It's done." And so, I knelt there on the floor with that family. I used that wonderful promise of Matthew 18:19 that we quoted earlier. And I quoted that verse, Matthew 18:19. "Again, I tell you, if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask me for, it shall be done for you by my Father which is in heaven." And I prayed that prayer of faith. And then I thanked the Lord for taking off all the warts and scars. Now see, I don't have just normal faith. I believe he can take off a scar just like he could take off the wart. And so some people, they say, "Well, I can't go there for, I can't believe he can take off that scar, but I believe he can take that wart off." Okay, but I believe he can take the scar off too. I believe he can even do exceedingly abundantly above all that, girl. Ain't that right? Sure he can, because he said he could. And so anyway, I prayed the prayer of faith for him, and I stood up, and his mother asked me this question. "When are they going to go away?" I said, "That's the only thing God doesn't tell me is when." I said, "I don't know." I said, "They may go away instantly. It may take a few hours, may take a few days, may take a few weeks. I don't know. But I said, I'm going to guarantee you, if you stay in faith with me with no doubt in your heart, I'm going to guarantee, since God made us a promise, I'm going to guarantee you they're going to go away."
Amen.
You hear any faith in that?
Yes.
That's the kind of faith. Jesus is not looking for this. Well, if he was listening, maybe they'll go away. Maybe if it's his will, they'll go away. Well, he told us what his will was. He said we could ask for anything. And so I asked, and then I believed it. I told her, I said, "Now there's something else going to happen too. When I walk out that door, there's going to be a little critter. His name's Demon. He's going to walk in here and he's going to say, 'Now you don't really think that just because this old gray-headed man came in here and prayed a little prayer of faith down here on the floor, that these warts and scars on Philip's body is really going to go away. Remember, you even took him to the doctor and they burned those off the back of his hand and the scars were there and the warts came right back in the scars. So you don't think just because he prayed, those are going to go away." I said, "When that happens," you say, "Devil, let me show you what Jesus said. Get your Bible out and read Matthew 18:19. And say, it's done right here. Jesus made me a promise." And I said, "If you do, guarantee they'll go away." Well, I left that Sunday afternoon and went to church. The next morning, mother goes in and checks Philip, and the big warts that were on the ends of his fingers and under his fingernails overnight were gone. Now see, when you see a mother, when she sees her miracle happening, hey, she's in faith now. You couldn't get this girl out of faith now. That devil, he could lie to you, do everything you want to. She's going to say, "Oh, I'm seeing it happen, devil. I ain't believing you. I'm believing Jesus." Well, 3 weeks later, when she walked into church. She walked in and she was, have you ever seen a charismatic mother in a Baptist church? I mean, that woman was dancing. She was jumping up and down, praising the King. Thurman, look at Philip's hands. Look at his body. She said, there's not one single wart left on Philip's body. Nowhere. They're all gone. Look at him. She said, feel of his hands. Don't they feel so wonderful? And I said, yes, ma'am. And I said, oh, I see them big old scars are still there. She said, yes, that's the only thing left, the scars. I said, well, Mama, don't get out of faith. Keep believing. And next Sunday, Philip won't have no scars.
Amen.
Isn't that something? You say, what scripture do you use to base your faith on for that?
Same one.
Nope, I didn't use that one. That would have worked. But let me tell you the one I used for this one. Let me show you the one that I used. And I used Mark 11:23. I want you to see what this scripture says. This scripture is for you if you're walking in obedience to God's word. Mark 11:23. Look at what he says there. Now, this is, if you're an obedient child of God, this scripture is for you. Mark 11:23. Jesus said, for verily or truly I say unto you. Now, this is Jesus talking. That whosoever shall say. Now, are we a whosoever?
Yes.
I am. I don't know about you, but I am. I'm a whosoever. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, what's a mountain? The scars. Command the scars to go away in the name of Jesus. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Well, I don't care where they go. I just want them to be removed. So in the name of Jesus, I speak to those things. And he said, and shall not doubt in his heart. Uh-oh. Somebody says, when you pray, do you ever have doubts? I said, in my head, every time. Because where does the devil work? On my brain. But how can I keep, how can I have doubts up here and not have any here? Because I put the word in me. When I get the word in me, the word is down in here. And so with the word down in there, the Holy Spirit, the devil can't get to that. And so when I know the promises of God, and I know the promises of God are yes and amen, I know Jesus never says no to his wonderful promises. So when the devil says, you know, this ain't going to happen. You know, these scars, they ain't going to be gone next Sunday. Oh, yeah, they're going to be gone. Because Mark 11:23 says, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now, what did he say you could have? That's kind of awesome, isn't it? Why have we went all these years and almost never stand on these promises? What's wrong with us? I mean, did Jesus say that, brother? Now, of course, I realize he don't carry much weight. He's only God, right? He's only God. That must be the way we think about him. He's only God. I'll tell you what. I used to have God in a box, and it was a little bitty box. But I've kicked the sides out of that box. I don't have him in a box no more. I'm beginning to believe he can do what he says he can do. And he will do what he says he will do. And so when I quoted that verse and believed that, I said, don't worry, Mother. Next Sunday, Philip won't have any scars. Now, what did I say? What did Jesus say I could have? Whatever I say with this mouth, if I believe it with this heart, right? Is that what he said? Do you believe that?
Yes.
You certainly do. Well, there's some of us believe and some of us don't. And the way we can tell who really believes it and who doesn't is after we pray, then somebody comes by and says, hey, I heard you say that Philip's warts was gone and his scars are going to be gone next Sunday. Do you really believe that? And I say, I sure hope so.
No.
Oh, no, that ain't going to work, is it, brother? No, that ain't going to work. Now, but a lot of people do that, don't they? I've had a lot of people come down this aisle and I say, what, have you repented of all your sins? Oh, yes, I got all my sins repented of. What scripture are we going to base your faith on today? Well, I don't know. I said, I've quoted 100 verses today. Which one you want to use? Well, I don't remember any of them. I said, you should have wrote down 3 or 4 of them.
Yeah.
Okay, let's find you a verse. Okay, now then we're going to stand on this verse, a guarantee from God to heal you. Okay, no problem. I prayed the prayer of faith. I said, you believe you're healed? Well, I got an appointment next Thursday to go to the doctor, and if he says I'm healed, I'll be healed. I hear that all the time. And then I get a hold of somebody. Like the guy out in Oregon. I walked up and I said, "What's wrong with you?" He said, "I had diabetes." You know, I had diabetes when I came here today. But he said, "I've just give it back to the devil. I heard what my sin was today, so I've repented of my sin. And praise God, when you pray for me, it's a done deal. I'm healed. I'm going to throw my insulin away. I know I'm healed in the name of Jesus." I called him 3 months later and I said, "How are you doing, brother?" He said, "Glory to God. I ain't had a drop of insulin. I ain't never felt better in my life. I'm totally healed in Jesus' name." And did that boy have faith? Oh, yeah. He didn't say, but on the other end of the line, there was a young woman. I said, "Ma'am, what's wrong with you?" She said, "I have diabetes. I have diabetes." I said, "Have you got a scripture?" "Yes." I said, "You believe he's going to do it for you?" "I hope he will. I hope he will." I said, "So what are you going to do with your insulin?" "Well, I'm going to take it home, put it on a shelf, and I'm going to check it every day to see if I need it." And guess what? She didn't get healed. She didn't get healed. Last time I talked to her, she was still on her insulin. But like I tell people, some people develop faith and some don't ever develop faith. So here's the thing. If you come to a healing school and you're trying to develop faith and you try for a year or two, and by the end of 2 years or whatever, you'll know yourself, you'll know where your faith is. If you cannot get healed, if nothing changes, then there's one of two things you need to do. Number one, if it's dragging out that you're not getting healed as quick as you think it should be, you need to go to God and say, "God, what is my sin?" Because you haven't hit it. There is still a sin. And as long as the curse remains, as long as the sin remains, the curse remains. Until you get rid of the sin. Now, when you say, "I don't understand this." Okay, let me give you an example. Little Gina's mother and daddy from Oregon, they called last year, or actually a couple of years ago, and they heard the story about my granddaughter. And they said, "We have a little girl, 6.5 years old, and she has eczema." Now, that's what Dave had, eczema. And she just has running sores all over her body. I mean, she scratches and claws all the time. Mother can't sleep. She sleeps with a little girl. She's now 6.5 years old.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled "Flesh and Spirit War Against Each Other" in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.